Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, the topic of this show is PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, having PTSD is very difficult. Individuals who suffered very bad childhoods or violence, you know, it's important to stay away. Me, I suffered homelessness, and I came from child abuse and adolescence and childhood. And believe me, I try to be good as I can. And I got robbed. I almost got killed, but I'm still alive, you know. I went through a lot, but I'm okay. Coming from those many events, you know, I suffer PTSD. And I learned that I have to hang around positive people. I can't hang around threatening people. I can't hang around people with severe illnesses who are going to hurt me. I can't hang around criminals. I can't hang around because, you know, I have to be safe. But coming from my environment in the past where I was, you know, as a child harassed and beaten to a pulp and boundaries were violated, I have to make sure that I stay away from those type of people who try to violate my boundaries or stuff like that. Of course, I did an episode on child abuse where people who child abuse, even if they healed or if they're not healed, they can go years. A lot of them, millions of people, go years with so much turmoil in their lives because of those events. I'm not talking about just childhood or adolescence. You know, I mean not just childhood, but adolescence. So the brain could be damaged to the point where it takes a healing process. But for me, I suffered so much. I had chronic adversity, you know, even as an adult right now. I have people trying to stop me from succeeding. I'm like, I don't know why. So these people were very like the people in my childhood or adolescence. I had to stay away from these negative people. People who are trying to achieve or try to strive to achieve are going to always have these dream killers or these people who are trying to hurt them. I mean, it's really very dangerous, especially for a PTSD person, if they come across someone who's a criminal. They cannot hang around no one negative. One of the symptoms of PTSD is that they have to stay away from somebody who looks like who looks like the, you know, the person that they were hurt from. You know, it could be a white man, black man, something. It has nothing to do with racism. It just has to do with they stand away from those type of criminals. For me, regardless of race, especially I have a certain kind of people that I stay away from. While I'm not racist, I have to stay away from them if they look like for me to feel safe. But I am aware that some of those people may look like and not be a criminal at all. And then I'd be like, oh, okay. So I reached a point where I can, you know, get around people and deal with them. But still, I can't hang around nobody negative. Can't nobody threatening, nobody, you know, who's and other things. So PTSD is very difficult because it has a lot. It takes, you know, for some people they get help. The symptoms, you know, can be alleviated, but for others, it may take a long time to heal. You know, it's anxiety, flashbacks triggered by the traumatic event or childhood abuse or some big event. You know, like with some victims of, you know, who had to deal with childhood abuse, physical, sexual, and all that, it can last for years or be lifelong. Studies have said it can't be cured. But treatment can help. It can last years. It can affect pretty much every age. You know, some of the symptoms are nightmares, anxiety. You know, people can they see something that reminds them, they can have go into a panic disorder and start getting really frustrated and so, you know, angry. But they calm down because they realize that, you know, sometimes they're safe. It's very true for me because when I experience something, so, you know, it has so many horrific events, especially in through my adulthood, that when I hear something or feel something, it just triggers the event. But then I calm down because I like, okay, I know, I'm aware that it's not affecting, it's not something in my past. It's just what's going on. I know where I'm at, so I calm down. You know, it could be a trigger that could make you feel like you're reliving a bit, like hearing a car backfire. That could be remind you of getting a gunshot. Or some people saying things bad about you. That could be in the past where, you know, before, you could have you could have been physically attacked. And someone said some really horrific things before they did it. So something reminded me. For me, it's being, you know, I think sometimes it's a verbal cue. Someone say something negative, and it reminds me of when I was attacked from behind and I went unconscious. They said something negative from behind my back. That did happen, I mean, numerous times when growing up. I mean, believe me, I'm lucky to be alive through all the events that I went through. From when I was born, I was just living in violence, a violence household. And I don't know, I was quiet, but I kept quiet inside. My sisters, who lived it too, dealt with it in their own way. So I moved out when I was a teenager, and then I experienced more outside the home, especially outside the home. I'm like, oh, my God. So it didn't quiet down. I had a life of turmoil, really, really just up and downs as far as living situations and turmoil until I was like 23. But even as I got older, it affected my relationships and what I dealt with. So I dealt with it with writing music and singing and rock music. So rock music was a way of dealing with it, you know, because it was the way to rebel against the world, because the world was very cruel. Hanging out with rock and rollers and stuff and acting out. But then I calmed down and then I'm like, okay, I have to deal with this. I know I was aware of where I was. Because I had so many, for the experiences of PTSD, I had to be careful distinguishing when I read those cues to try to be calm, to calm myself down. Because sometimes after being almost killed in the 90s, I went through a period of time where, and I still go through sometimes where I don't calm down. I get, I feel like my blood accelerate and my heart start pumping. But then I calm down. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, this is 2016, you know. So I said, okay, I'm not living in 1992. I'm not living in 1991, you know, just stuff. So, yeah, the thing is avoiding situations that remind you of the event. It's a good thing, you know. It's like you don't want to hang around with, like, for me, people. And in regardless of, there's certain kind of people can say things, you know. For me, it's controlling people, you know, religious. I have, you know, people are controlling, or it could be someone who's a criminal or someone who don't know how to respect boundaries. And I had dealt with, I just want to talk about PTSD. People who did not respect my boundaries or were trying to make me angry, harass. So those type of people I keep away. I'm going to say I hang around with people who respect me. I respect them. They let me be me. And there's, you know, no, you know. Because I dealt with coming to a new city, L.A., you know, all kinds of craziness and being wanted to be a rock star and people and dealing with things who want strings attached and the dog-eat-dog kind of thing. So that also accelerated my PTSD. But I'm very calm because, you know, I don't, you know, I know for a fact that despite having this disorder, I'm okay. You know, nothing's going to happen and I'm not going to act out or anything, you know. And I'm going to bring up about another issue. It's important that people with PTSD, sometimes psychotherapy or medication can help, or maybe just having a calm, quiet, I mean, to peace environment where you need to be just by yourself and calm, peaceful. Maybe that's, you know, for me to be okay, to feel okay for a while, you know. I'm not saying that for everybody who with PTSD. Some people can just go with the flow. Because environmental abuse, environmental tragedies is so profound that it can affect the brain a lot. You know, it can really affect the brain, affect the mind, the whole body. And it's important that if you've been through that type of abuse or type of trauma, or if you've been through like a car accident, or you've been through explosion or something, yeah, you can have those same symptoms too. Or being in a soldier in a war, you can have those symptoms. I mean, you know, feeling numb and a trigger can make you really angry and you know stuff like that. But important thing is just to calm down and just realize that that people who care and that you will get through it. Because you're not going to experience that event again. And, you know, and the important thing is that there are people who care about you and they care about me. You just stay away from all the negative people. You stay away from people who remind you of the event. You're not going to live, you know, if you dealt with something in childhood or something like that, you're not going to relive that again. You're not a child anymore. If you live something in adulthood, you know, it's very unlikely it's going to ever happen again. Just stay away from the environment or people who reminds you of that those memories. And you know, PTSD, people who suffer from post-traumatic disorder could have all kinds of physical symptoms, feelings of hopelessness. For me, I have feelings like when something reminds me of something, because I mean, I'm aware of reality, but something I feel like inside it starts to feel for a minute like, ooh, like the whole walls are closing in. Because I've been through a lot. Especially, it can be really triggered, it can get worse if it's not dealt with carefully. So, you know, and people with post-traumatic disorder can have problems with family and friends. They could be involved in self-destructive behavior. They could, you know, all kinds of, as with victims of child abuse, they can have a life of turmoil and the troubledness that exhibits from not having a normal life, which with people with child abuse and PTSD of dealing with a very destructive or hazardous event, can be profound. And you know, and the thing is, you know, remember, you're not a victim, you're a winner. You can still have a productive life. Whether you know, therapy is very vital, I think, for a lot of people with PTSD, pretty much maybe for everybody. And you can do a lot of things, and you don't have to be imprisoned. You know, a lot of people became very successful despite having PTSD. It's been, you know, nothing can stop you from being a successful doctor or lawyer or business person. Nothing can stop you from having a great romantic relationship. Nothing can stop you from experiencing the joys of life. You know, don't let like PTSD or anything of this kind of these symptoms prevent you from having a normal life. Don't let it stop you from enjoying your life either. The thing is that hanging around with negative people, participating in self-destructive behavior, doing things, acting out, that could only make it worse. It's only going to make it worse. You know, emotional arousal, when a trigger happens, you get, oh, my God, what are they trying to do? They're trying to take what I got. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Oh, it's so unfair. And then I come, you know, this is what I go through, you know, sometimes, you know. You know, it's like, I'm aware of it. I'm like, oh, I need to calm down, you know. I'm, you know, I'm by myself, you know. It could be something, I experienced something before, directly before, I'm like, oh, you know, and then I go through like, oh, where is it, oh, what you trying to do, trying to use, then I'm like, stop, you know, I had to like, that emotional arousal, because emotional arousal for me, it lasts for a minute, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, look at my surroundings, and I'm a safe, you know, this is 2016, I'm not reliving that violent event 20 years ago. I'm not outside. I'm not reliving that event that happened recently or whatever. I will say this: if someone with post-traumatic stress disorder don't work on their symptoms, and I hate to say this because they have to, they could put themselves to be incapacitated, where they continuously have emotional arousals for everything, because they've been traumatized so severely. And this is something that we don't want to see. People don't want to see, but it has happened. Sometimes the trauma is so severe, even with therapy or with medication, the trauma is so severe. And I'm going to say this with victims of childhood abuse who've been molested and stuff like that. It happens. That was a PTSD event, right? The trauma is so severe that they become incapacitated for a very long time. The damage, the emotional damage is so severe. And the way for that to be, you know, to be alleviated is seeking therapy, seeking a therapist or going to like a psychologist or somebody, and medication will help too. So if you're listening to this broadcast, talk to your more of an expert, like a PsyD, PhD, Masters of Psychology, MFT. They know more about this topic. As well as, I did a topic on child abuse. Talk about that with more of an expert that you know, and if you're interested in more about this topic. Because this is what I live every day. For 20-something years, I had nothing but turmoil. That's why I was trying to sing rock music. A lot of rock musicians either have, it's just sad, you know, the ones that I met, or if you hear in the news, quite a few of them, you know, are artists, you know, painters, sculptors, actors, especially these singers and rock and rollers, musicians, guitarists, they had bad childhood, drug, alcohol, abuse problems, mental health issues, and they turned to their art to relieve the pain, to get away from the pain, and I was one of them. When I write a song, or especially sing, it relieves the pain. I wasn't attracted to singing because I thought I had a great voice. I do think I have a great voice, but that wasn't what I was attracted to rock music for. I was attracted to rock music because it alleviated the pain, because I went through so much turmoil and abuse. So when I hear Led Zeppelin or especially Guns N' Roses, but Nirvana, Pearl Jam. Well, I was already in music at that time, but I didn't even know about this grunge music in the 90s because I was on the streets of Hollywood, you know. But, writing my own music and playing, you know. But, you know, when I was a teenager, when I heard Motley Crue and stuff, I sang along to it, and I'm like, oh, it feels good. It feels better because I'm going through a lot, you know. So you sing it again. You scream out. So art, you know, I think that I would say that art could be a, or could help really alleviate a lot of, could be a way to deal with it. I mean, painting or singing or playing music instruments, that could really alleviate a lot. I mean, help people with PTSD or child abuse. It can. Even if you're not, I mean, we're not, most people are not going to be a rock star, but I'm just saying, just painting or drawing or sewing or sculpturing or whatever, it really could alleviate a lot of pain. So that's how I dealt with it. And I exercise. I try to exercise because exercise helps the brain, you know, my brain, you know. So getting like half an hour exercise at least 4 or 5 days a week. Walking, going to the gym, going to bicycle, whatever, how you do it, that helps alleviate it too. You think clearly, and you know, like, yeah, that can heal the mind too, you know. Also, I know one thing that helps me alleviate with PTSD or whatever is religion, you know, chanting or praying, you know. Of course, I'm, you know, inconsistent, but it does help. So knowing that there's a higher power over me, you know, and believing in a higher power, regardless of what you believe, that helps. But exercise, believe in a higher power, if you believe in Christianity or if you believe in Judaism or if you believe in Buddhism, whatever you believe in, whatever makes you feel good spiritually, or let's just say whatever what helps you connect to the spiritual world, go for it. That'll help alleviate it. But exercise really can help because it really gets the brain going. Not only lose weight, but get your heart going. But it can really make you think clearly. So, if you want to know, you talk about these facts on more direct terms, talk to more of an expert. But it really helps me. So when I write, when I was young, I wrote really deep songs. You know, I was with Kurt Cobain, and I was writing stuff like Trap, or what's that name? What's that guy named? Beck. Yeah. You know, I was writing, you know, Loser. I was writing Tragedy. It's not what I am. I have not released it. Or Outcast. You know, it was released. I wrote a song about trauma. A trauma, you know, I haven't released it. But those were songs I did because I was in a movement of just teen angst. But then I wrote about love. And you hear Forever and Through Time, it really helps. So creativity really helps. So I hope this helps you and you have a good night. But remember, you can overcome PTSD and post-traumatic stress disorder. And let me tell you, most to the world, most people with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, are not violent. 98, 99% are not violent. I mean, they may have their symptoms, but a lot of them are not violent. But music could really help, you know. If you look into a lot of the heroes in music, they have those symptoms and PTSD. A lot of them do. But the most important thing is everyday life, because a lot of us, we're going to be living everyday life. We're not going to be a star or anything. We're just going to be every day living our lives. You just keep it calm. Exercise can really help. So if you're suffering from PTSD or post-traumatic disorder, I suggest exercise can really help, like 20 or 30 minutes a day, 4 or 5 days a week. I mean, exercise can help with just about anything. Heart disease, live longer, lose weight, but it also can help with your mind mentally. It helps me because if I get into one of those really bad days, which I have had a lot of bad days, and I go and walk, or if I go to the gym, or whatever I do, it keeps me thinking clearly. It would keep me thinking clearly if I didn't have it, but it really will help. It can be very beneficial to someone who suffers from some post-traumatic stress disorder. and creativity or expression to really help. So, you know, talk to an expert and learn more about the topic. It's something that is, you know, the brain is just not set up to go through trauma or severe experiences. It's not set up. It's set up for a person to have good experiences. Because we're born to have good experiences, to fall in love, to be recognized, to enjoy life, and, you know, and to see some dreams come true. We're born to deal with that. We're born also to, we have to work hard sometimes. We have to be disciplined, but we're not born to suffer. We're not born to be traumatized. We're not born to be child abuse victims. We're not born to be unhappy. But unfortunately, nature and Mother Nature, whether it is not, let's say, it's indifferent. So we have no control over nature, and nature can be cruel because things happen. It happens. Human beings can be cruel to one another, or nature can be cruel to human beings, one or the other. As we see innocent victims of disasters, and but we also have seen victims of hurricanes and floods, like, and these people, some of them suffer post-traumatic stress disorder, losing a loved one, losing your favorite grandmother, dying, or you know, that can cause pain. You know, losing someone you like can cause post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's important that we keep ourselves together and try to keep on and spread love to everyone, because love is the highest form of spirituality that can overcome this indifference that's on this planet. And we all will prevail. Because I do believe, I'm really deep inside of an optimist. Even though I'm optimistic naturally, but you know, I'm always like questioning things. You know, I'm like, have some little pessimism sometimes and with things, because, you know, I had a tough life. You know, I'm not born to have a tough life. I'm born to have a good life, a productive life. But I also have this optimism that's deep inside, really, that things are going to prevail for the better, and they pretty much will. So don't let if you're suffering from PTSD, don't let it control you, and don't let it make you feel like you're a victim, because you're not. You're a winner. Good night from Dove Night.